TransLink have come under fire for advertisements featured on the side of their buses calling for people to consider veganism. One advert read, "It's not a personal choice when someone is killed. Use plants, not animals." And another said, "Dairy takes babies from their mothers." Now, TransLink have told this programme that these bus side advertisements are in the process of being removed. You might have read about this in the Belfast Telegraph or the Irish News. On the line, we have the vegan and animal rights campaigner, Daniel Barclay. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Morning, Vinny.
And the commentator, Lada Sharma. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I think some people found these a little bit upsetting. Maybe the wording was too far to try and encourage people to consider switching. What was your issue with them, Lada?
My issue, as with most things, is the tone of the argument. I don't have an issue with us having to reduce eating meat and possibly working towards not eating it at all. And I don't have, because for health reasons as well as for the climate. I completely understand that and respect that. My argument is about the tone. It is becoming, and like most things, when people start pontificating and becoming dictatorial. And I don't feel that it's a persuasive way to win people over. And what it does is gets people's backs up. And they just say, well, you know what, I'm not going to listen to somebody who's trying to sneer at me because I happen to eat a burger, or sneer at me because I happen to like cheese. You know, I mean, this is where it gets ridiculous. And I think the vegan movement is not a dishonourable one, but it's sometimes we have people who move into these honourable intentions, changes that need to be made in society, but they become dictatorial and they get people's backs up.
We should also say TransLink told us that the advertising contract has ended, so I'm not 100% sure whether these advertisements would have been removed now anyway, because the contract to keep them on the side of the buses has now expired. If they are removed because of the complaints on Friday, for example, the Ulster Farmers Union said it felt that the ads wrongly demonised the livestock industry to promote the vegan lifestyle. But I guess, Daniel, this is where we bring you in. Was there anything on the side of those buses that was inaccurate in terms of what they were saying?
No. And I think that's the problem. And I think this went to court last year or the year before. The Farmers Union also tried to sue Go Vegan World Campaign for misrepresenting. But it was found in court by the judge that it's absolutely right. Dairy does take babies from mothers. They are unnecessarily cruel. And that is that's the reality. And what this is all about is the Ulster Farmers Union are uncomfortable with the public knowing the reality. Because it will affect their business. And, you know, that's what this comes down to. And apologies, I didn't catch the other caller's name there. Talking about the tone. Give me a better tone for simple fact. Dairy takes babies from their mother. Now, spin that in a better tone. That's the reality of it. I would ask you for a better tone.
Well, with respect, Daniel, I did hear your name. I don't believe, as a citizen, as just a woman, as a mother, as a consumer, I do not want people dictating and putting things in front of my face to try and make me feel bad in order to do good. I want someone to speak to me with a respectful tone and give me an argument and be persuasive and cajole me to do the right thing. And I think the problem with people like, with respect to you, who I respect your desire to be a vegan, absolutely 100%, is your choice. And we live in a society where we have freedom of choice. So because we live like that, we have to respect the fact that if you want to persuade someone, you do not try and make them feel uncomfortable. You do not try and be dictatorial.
But again, Lada Sharma,
that to me is wrong.
Again, Lada Sharma, I just want to ask, you know, Daniel has said in terms of what was on those advertisements, they may have been difficult to read and there may be a certain amount of emotional blackmail there, but if they are accurate... if they are accurate in terms of what they are saying, the facts, if they're accurate, then, you know, where do you go from there, Lada?
Vinny, there's no emotional blackmail at all. Apologies, sir. There's no emotional blackmail.
Of course it's emotional blackmail.
If you feel bad because of what you read, because of the reality, that's not us making you feel
bad. No. I don't feel bad. I will still go and put milk in my coffee and I will still eat cheese and I will still do all that because I'm not going to...
Okay, one at a time, please, if we can. It's Monday morning. Lara, finish your point. Then Daniel, I'll bring you back in.
Daniel, I am not going to change based on... And I am a good person, I believe. I don't do anybody any harm. I certainly am very conscious of the fact that I need to reduce my meat consumption. I only now eat basically chicken and fish, and I eat dairy products. So I do have a conscience. But what I don't want to be told by someone who wants to point the finger and sneer at me is... You are being evil, cruel, nasty, and mean.
Okay.
I am not.
Well,
and I don't I want you to come to me and say, Lava, listen, this is the effects on that it's having on the babies. Or, I mean, you look around the world and you look at different cultures and traditions and people eating meat because they see it as a way of moving forward in life. In a lot of third world countries, when they get a chance to eat meat, it is seeing that they're actually being successful.
Okay, let's let Daniel back in there, Adam.
You've got a big
okay.
battle ahead.
And in terms of you were talking about evil and et cetera, that's obviously your interpretation of those adverts, not actually what it says in that. But Daniel, let's let Daniel back in there.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's plenty wrong with that. No, there's no one, those ads aren't aggressive. Nobody's calling you evil, right? You don't live in a third world country. You said, I do nobody any harm, or I don't do anyone any harm. But then you said you eat chicken. So, yes, you do. You do harm to the chickens and the cows that produce the milk and their babies that are taken off them and killed. You do harm. But cognitive dissonance won't allow you to see that. And I appreciate that because 35 years of my life, I wasn't vegan. But it does do harm. That's undeniable.
Okay.
It does do harm.
Although, just to go back to something you said, Daniel, in terms of emotional blackmail, surely that it's emotions that those advertisements are relying on.
Precisely.
You know, when you say dairy takes babies from their mothers... You know, that it might be a fact, but it's obviously wanting to prey on your emotions to make you realise what you are doing when you drink milk.
But not blackmail. So the other side of that, Timmy, then, so the other side of that is that the meat and dairy and the Ulster Farmers Union, they want their ads for milk to not have that. They want you to completely remove emotion from it because it furthers their business. They want you to see a burger as
okay.
a life that was killed.
With respect again, with respect again, Daniel, you're saying that that it's about them not wanting to lose their business. Of course it's about that. These people serve the society by giving us our food and growing our food and doing all of that for us. So of course it's about their business. This is about their survival too.
You mentioned choice. You mentioned freedom of choice. So in order to make a considered choice, surely you need all the information. And what the Ulster Farmer Union want is that some of that information isn't given to the public because they don't want
The Ulster Farmers Union are not here. They have not been invited on the programme, so we can just try and leave them out of it to an extent. I understand the point you are trying to make. Another question here is around the fact that TransLink, where these advertisements appeared, is publicly funded. So there's a discussion to be had about impartiality, if that is something that should come into play there when it comes to advertisements, if we are all paying towards that service, whether we use it or not, does it matter what advertisements they facilitate on the side of their bosses? Let's go to John and Donnamanna. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Vanny. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. What do you think?
Well, all you've heard, you see, since the end of last year until this year, all we've heard is vegan, 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 you know. At the end of the day, I applied, I'll not name the stuff, but I applied the mince and the sausages made by this company. And they are, let's just say with this call for it, they're lepping. They're no taste of it.
Well, that's your own personal opinion. I've not tried it. I'm sure many people do love it, John.
I haven't mentioned the company now.
Yeah.
I haven't mentioned the company's name, but I'm just telling you that the food was tasteless. Absolutely tasteless. I don't think there's any real substance to vegan food at all.
Do you feel any kind of guilt? Do you ever think about when you're eating meat or drinking something that comes from an animal? Do you ever feel guilty for it, John?
Well, listen, Vinny, I worked in a meat processing plant in 1992.
Okay.
They slaughtered cows and sheep. And those cows and sheep were slaughtered humanely. there was no way those animals suffered anything at all as far as the slaughtering process
but,
went.
But they did die, though, so you could eat them.
Throats were cut open and they didn't suffer.
Right.
They were hung up on their legs and they didn't suffer. They had electricity shot into the head.
That's right.
Suffer. Oh, that's lovely and humane. Would you put a pet down like that in that humane way?
No, but hold on a minute.
It's humane, so why wouldn't you do that? It's humane.
Daniel, are you
let me okay, Daniel, you're asking him a question, Daniel, so let's let him respond.
Yes. At the end of the day, I am an animal lover. I love animals. Love all kinds of animals. But at the end of the day, on this planet, we are designed to eat meat. We are built to eat meat. We are designed to eat meat. Our teeth are even there to eat meat. We are meat eaters. We are carnivores. That's what we are.
We're omnivores.
Pardon?
At best, we're omnivores, but we're not even that. But go ahead.
Well, at the end of the day, I believe that if an animal is killed, it should only be killed to eat. Not just killed for the sake of killing, just for the crack or a laugh or anything else.
If I killed a dog, but I ate that dog, that would be fine with you.
Let me tell you something, Daniel. During the siege of Leningrad in 1942, they ate more than dogs.
They did, but I'm asking you, if I killed a dog now and ate that dog, that would be fine with you. That's what you've just
said. Can we stop trivialising this discussion to talk about killing dogs? We don't live in a society where we eat dogs. Let's stick to what we are talking about here,
yeah.
Which is why veganism is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just the way the tone of the argument is not the way to win over friends and influence
Let's
people.
Go to
and that's
another
a really
call.
Simple thing.
Tim McCain, good morning to you, Tim. You work in advertising.
Yes, Vinny. And this has been a huge win for the vegan debate, hasn't it? Because they put a relatively small campaign, which is not particularly expensive, on the sides of buses. And because the Ulster Farmers Union decided to respond to that, we're now discussing it on the biggest show in the country. It's been in the Belfast Telegraph. And it's been in various other papers, including the Irish News.
Yeah.
So, for a very small investment, by being slightly provocative with their advertising, they've generated this whole debate.
Do you think, is this part of PC gone mad? I hate that phrase, but do we all now feel like we have the right to never be offended by anyone or anything ever?
I think there's a movement towards that. I mean, I would argue that political correctness has had a huge benefit in society generally when you look at racism.
It's gone too far, though.
It may have gone too far, but the point is, I'm sorry to the lady, but essentially her response is no different from PC people getting offended. She's been offended by a poster. The protests that have created...
Listen, I'm not offended. I'm just saying, I'm not offended. I've got a thicker skin than that.
Excuse me, but I was just saying that as a response to this outcry about the posters, the vegan debate is on the agenda this morning. And that is what they want. And it's not a positive one,
though. That's the point for me. It's not a positive argument we're having here. The vegan advertising was negative. It had a negative effect because people feel they're being pontificated to and dictated to.
Let's let Tim finish his point. Okay. I know we all feel very passionate about this, but let's let people finish their points. It's Monday.
It's not negative.
It's January.
That lady believes it's negative. It's negative. A lot of people may not think it's negative. So
Tim,
it's a choice.
Tim, thank you.
And the argument is there.
Tim, I want to squeeze in one more call before the news at 10. Jack in Rathfriland. Good morning, Jack.
Oh, good
Don't
morning.
Don't be shouting at me, Jack, because it is Monday and it's January and I'm hanging in here.
I'm certainly not going to shout at all. No, I was just wondering if the chap there, is it Daniel you call
It's
him?
Daniel Barkley, yes.
Everybody remembers Daniel's name. But he remembers
me. Does he drive a motor car?
I do.
Does he drive a car?
He does.
Yes, I do. How are you going to make that justify killing an animal?
What sort of fuel does he use?
It's unleaded fuel.
Unleaded. You need to make your point quickly from a Jack. We're nearly at the news.
Okay, well, does he know that petrol and oil is derived from dead animals?
Dead animals?
Millions of years, yes.
Yeah,
millions of years ago, that's right. Okay.
Figures are dead, and our Lord actually...
I'm going to go out and kill a cow.
Okay.
Because of that, I'm going to go out and kill a cow.
Daniel Barkley and Lada Sharma, thank you very much. Jack, thank you for your call as well. 03030 80 55 55.